Okay, so you're finally doing it, that kitchen renovation you've been dreaming of. New cabinets, countertops, maybe even one of those fancy sinks you see on Pinterest, the works.
It's so
It
exciting.
is exciting, but then budget reality hits.
Yes.
And you're left wondering, go for the quick, budget-friendly fix or something that'll last longer than that leftover takeout in the back of the fridge.
Right.
So that's what we're diving into today. We're using the information on kitchen renovations you provided, especially some of the stuff from PPI.
It's a dilemma a lot of people face, and there's actually a lot more to it than you'd think.
Oh, absolutely. It's easy to get tempted by what seems like a great deal, you know.
For sure.
Actually, this piece about kitchens said if you're about to sell your house, a quick refresh might not be a bad idea.
Right. Makes sense.
But what about when it's your forever kitchen? Your happy place for years to come. That's
Exactly.
where it gets really interesting.
Absolutely. Anyone who's fallen for a deal that's like too good to be true knows sometimes those savings really cost you in the long run.
Oh, tell me about it. Kitchens are no exception at all.
Not at all.
So let's break down these budget-friendly options, shall we? This piece pointed out some problems with cheap kitchens. The first one that jumped out, materials that just don't last. You know those cabinets that start warping after a year?
Right.
Not exactly the look we're going for. So why does that happen?
So what's interesting is that it's not always obvious right away that the materials are bad. A lot of times it's about moisture resistance, especially in Panama with all the humidity.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, so cheaper materials, they might look fine in a showroom, but then they get exposed to real life and they fall apart.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine spending all that money on new cabinets and then they warp or peel just because they weren't made for this environment?
Oh, it's heartbreaking. It's like they say, buy nice or buy it twice.
Exactly.
And speaking of buying twice, let's talk about hardware drawers that get stuck, hinges that break, doors that just won't close right.
Yeah.
It's always at the worst possible time, too, isn't it?
It's the worst. It's more than just annoying.
It is. It's a whole thing.
Those little annoyances can really make your kitchen hard to use. And those cheaper kitchens, often the hardware is just as budget friendly, you could say, and breaks easily.
Right.
Suddenly, it's not just a stuck drawer. You're looking at repairs, replacements, costs adding up.
A domino effect.
Exactly.
And then there's what this article called phantom warranties.
Yeah.
You think you're covered if something goes wrong. And then, poof, the warranty's gone.
Yeah.
Vanished.
It happens all the time, especially with the cheaper kitchens. That amazing deal doesn't seem so great when you're stuck with a huge repair bill.
Totally.
Yeah.
Talk about blowing your renovation budget.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got materials that might not last, hardware that could be iffy, warranties that disappear,
Yeah.
but it's not just the physical stuff, right? This source also talked about the cookie cutter problem.
Yes,
And
yes.
that really resonated with me because nobody wants a kitchen that looks like everyone else's, right?
Of course not. That's one of the biggest regrets people have after choosing a cheap kitchen. It's like they're limited to just a few styles and colors, you
Yeah.
know? It's your kitchen. It should reflect your own style. Plus, if you think about selling your home later, a really unique kitchen,
Yes.
that can really make a difference.
Big selling point. It's about making it functional and a reflection of you. Now, we talked about those deals that seem too good to be true, but there's another side to all this.
Right.
What about those companies that really focus on quality instead of rock bottom prices? This piece mentioned PPI a few times.
Okay.
What do you think about them? What sets them apart?
They're interesting because they've been around for over 10 years now, and they specialize in kitchens, just kitchens and interiors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that tells us something. First, they clearly know what they're doing when it comes to building kitchens that last. They've seen it all, and they're still here because of their focus on quality.
Okay, so they're not about chasing every new trend. They're in it for the long haul, just like the kitchens they're building.
Exactly. And second, that specialization, it means they're not just putting cabinets together quickly. They're thinking about the details, like the materials, hardware, installation, and even warranties, which you mentioned earlier.
Right.
Speaking of which, their kitchens come with a 5-year warranty.
5 years. Seriously. That's pretty impressive. It's like they're saying, we believe in what we do and we've got you.
Absolutely.
Okay, this is where things get really interesting. It's almost like they're not just building kitchens, they're building like a relationship with their clients.
Right. Trust and transparency and all that. A warranty like that is about more than just protecting your investment. It's a statement. They're committed to their customers and they stand behind what they do.
That's so important, especially with renovations. It can be so unpredictable.
Oh, totally.
But let's talk about the actual quality of the kitchens. What do you get when you invest in these high-quality materials and expert craftsmanship?
Well, remember those warping cabinets?
Oh, yeah.
With a company like PPI, you're getting stuff that's actually made to last. Durable, high-quality materials that can handle moisture, heat, even insects.
Wow, insects too.
Oh, yeah. This piece said they use special materials, a step up from the usual stuff, things like water-resistant cores.
Oh, wow.
And really durable finishes.
That's key, especially here in Panama. It's like they're thinking about the climate when they design these kitchens.
Exactly. They're thinking ahead, anticipating problems, using materials that can deal with real life.
That's amazing.
In the end, your kitchen just looks better for longer.
And you're not constantly having to fix things.
Right.
So you're getting this beautiful kitchen and peace of mind.
Exactly.
Okay, so beyond the materials themselves, what other perks come with choosing quality?
Remember how we talked about that cookie cutter effect?
Yeah.
When you invest in quality, you usually get more of a say in the design.
Ah, okay.
You're not stuck with those preset options or a kitchen that looks like it came straight out of a catalog.
Right.
PPI really focuses on making it your own.
Oh, that's great. So I could finally have that spice rack I've always wanted.
Exactly. Storage, layout, the whole design. It's all about what you need. Wine rack, coffee station.
Yes.
They can do it all. Oh, my God.
You're working with these skilled craftspeople. Oh. So even the installation process is different.
You know, I hadn't really thought about that before, but it makes a lot of sense. Even with the best materials, if it's not put together right, what's the point?
Right. Exactly. With a company that values quality, you're also paying for that expertise in how they install it. They're not just sticking cabinets in and calling it a day.
Oh, right, right.
They create this whole flow, make sure everything's level. Those little details that make your kitchen actually work. Perfectly aligned doors, drawers that slide open smoothly,
yeah.
All that.
It's like the difference between a suit you get off the rack versus one that's tailored just for you.
That's a great way to put it.
They both technically do the same thing.
Right, right, right.
But you can just tell. The quality, the craftsmanship, it shows. And just like that well-tailored suit, a well-made kitchen doesn't just look good.
Right.
It works better and lasts way longer. Plus, it can increase your home's value over time.
Absolutely. Okay, we've covered so much the downsides of those deals that seem too good to be true. Hidden costs. We talked about the benefits of going with quality, how it lasts, the craftsmanship, being able to customize it. You get that peace of mind with a good warranty. But it's a big decision. Everyone's in a different situation, right?
Yeah.
So what questions should our listeners be asking themselves as they try to figure out this whole kitchen renovation thing?
That's a really important question. It comes down to what's important to you and what your situation is. How long do you plan on living in this house?
All right.
If it's a while, a kitchen that can really last. That makes sense.
It's about thinking long term.
Yes, exactly. Right. Then be honest about your budget.
Yes.
How much can you actually spend? But remember, your budget isn't just the initial cost. You might have to repair things later, replace them. Factor that in.
Right.
Spending a bit more at the beginning could save you money and headaches later on.
So true. It's about value for your money.
Exactly. And lastly,
yeah.
Think about what you really want in a kitchen. What's important to you? Is it that it lasts? Is it how well it works? Mm-hmm. How it looks? Being able to make it your own. Once you know what matters most, you can start making decisions that match your vision and your budget.
It's about finding that balance, the kitchen of your dreams and what you can afford without sacrificing quality just to save a few bucks up front. This has been eye-opening. Before we wrap up, any final thoughts for our listeners as they're about to jump into this whole renovation world?
You know, we've been talking about kitchens.
Yeah.
But this all applies to so many things in life, really.
It's true. It's like that saying, measure twice, cut once.
Right.
But for life choices, you're not just looking at the price, but the bigger picture.
Exactly. And yeah, sometimes that means spending a bit more at first to get something that'll last longer.
And save you headaches later.
Exactly.
It's about things that make your life better, not just more stuff.
This has been amazing.
It has.
I feel like I learned so much, not just about kitchens, but about making better choices in general. Thanks for breaking it all down.
You're welcome. It was fun.
And for our listeners, we want to hear from you.
Mm.
What are your kitchen renovation dreams? Have you ever fallen for a deal that was too good to be true? We've all been there. Share your stories. The good, the bad, the kitchen disasters. We want to hear it all. Until next time, happy renovating.